This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Kraus. Four former Anchorage mayors have called for a public process to decide the fate of a statue of Captain Cook in Alaska's largest city. In a letter to the editor published by the Anchorage Daily News, the mayors, Dan Sullivan, not to be confused with the U.S. Senator with the same name, George Wirch, Rick Maestrom, and Tom Fink, say residents are concerned with the lack of public input in a recent decision by current Mayor Ethan Berkowitz. At an Anchorage Sister Cities Commission meeting, Berkowitz said the fate of the statue in downtown Resolution Park should be left to the native village of Aklutna.
It seems to me that the way to make decisions about a statue which represents a history that leaves a lot of people excluded and inaccurately portrays the origins of this place is to make sure that the First Peoples are the one who make a determination about what is going to occur with that statue.
During the meeting, Berkowitz recounted an effort by the municipality of Anchorage and the native village of Aklutna to form a government-to-government relationship. The municipality of Anchorage sits on the land that Dena'ina Athabascans traditionally held and continue to steward. In December, the municipality of Anchorage voted to formalize a government-to-government relationship with the native village of Aklutna. The federally recognized tribe owns land in the northern end of the municipality. Berkowitz says that developing relationship helped lead him to leaving the decision about the statue up to Aklutna.
It also struck me that this is an opportunity for us here in this community to set an example for communities across the state on a way forward that allows for a more complete telling of the history of this place, so that it will bring people together. I think it can be part of a healing process and an education process and a source of strength for all of us.
The British Petroleum Corporation donated the statue to Anchorage in 1975, and it was installed in 1976 to mark the celebration of the 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. But calls globally to remove statues of colonial reminders have sparked conversations about their fate, and even some have been pulled down or vandalized. Aaron Leggett, the president of the native village of Aklutna, is largely in support of keeping the statue, but including more interpretive and place name signs honoring the Dena'ina people and legacy.
I understand that some things do need to come down tomorrow, but other things, take a while, and I think having important community, dialogues around these things.
The former mayor say in their letter to the editor that, quote, the best public decisions are those that are thoughtful and inclusive, end quote. The letter recommends a decision should go before a public and formal process and include various municipal and historic commissions for input. The conversation surrounding other statues of historical figures is one of many happening throughout the state as people wrestle with what the monuments mean and how to move forward. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Kraus.